the fact that the reason why His Holiness was saying that this is, of course, his own personal take on this, there's a reason why this is a fundamental expression of a very fundamental human instinct is obvious from the way in which seems to be, at least among the Tibetans, a universal tendency, is when you are faced with a real danger and a threatening situation, regardless of whether or not your mother is there, or regardless of whether your mother is capable of protecting you, the instinctive reaction on the part of the Tibetans is to shout, "Mother." His Holiness was saying this is universal, but I was saying, not quite, sir, this is Tibetan. But then Alan was disputing, saying that, in fact, even in the West, there were examples where in the battlefield, and there were soldiers who were shouting out for their mother. So the difference is that in the context of a religious practice, when we consciously seek refuge, then we at least imagine the source of refuge to be someone, something or someone that has the capacity to protect.
Whether realistic or not.
That nangbe, pejir da nangbe da unique pejiri. Jirmi, budumshanam gacham, damushanam gacham, sangusanam gacham, sigyareti, yine, sozo sandan, shogu sandan korida. Shazanga, didn't you mention the day, the Yidam Gershin Sony? Da, chokujuan, the Kim Shedadi.
So that's a social life. 저연대되다 대 무슨 땡행이 다 가서 그렇게 할음 무주스를 주면 또 윤여대다 나도 거기 알람 사람이 물어봤다 커도 되다 장용네 다 딘딘대비가 가서 그래 직접 가는 로 찍래 타르에 연된디 장엔디 먼저 집에 내가 그래 집에 할음 맵 자서 그래 자상가 직벌이 무슨 경험인데 최근조 고알음이부터 최근조 지대기 말이 That should be more so, that should be missing. So that is rank you let day into Jibokan Rosin attack, better. So that is get mulch to go. So that the name may do, Pajir Nambe get one out some time into Rangi, Rangarang get book, Pajit.
Perhaps the difference in comparison to other religious traditions is that in Buddhism, although there is. So one thing that is very explicit, at least, if not unique, to the Buddhist approach of seeking refuge is that it's not so much a seeking refuge in an external force, but it's more of an internal state. Because when we list the three objects of refuge, the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, so we all say, I go for refuge to the Buddha, I seek refuge in the Dharma, I seek refuge in the community or spiritual community, Sangha. Of these three, the seeking refuge in the Dharma is considered to be the true act of seeking refuge. And Dharma, Dharma is considered to be the true object of refuge. And Dharma is really defined in terms of that state or quality that you attain, which is the freedom of that particular fear that you are trying to escape from. And also the very process, the direct process or the path that leads to that state of freedom. These two, the process itself and the achieved result, these two are defined as dharma. So that is the true refuge, because when, at any given moment, when these, whether the process itself or this resultant state are manifest in that individual, at that state, during that moment at least, the individual is free from that particular threat or the fear that one is trying to escape from. So that's why in Buddhist texts you find these often expressions like lines like one is one's own, oneself is one's own master, and oneself is one's own enemy and savior and so on. So the emphasis is really on, you know, bringing about that state of freedom within oneself. Now, although this is more explicit in the Buddhist method of taking refuge, but you do find similar resonances in other religious teachings as well. For example, like, say, in a theistic religion, you seek refuge in God and a divine being. And then the injunction is to love God, and your test of your love of God is really how you express that to the fellow creatures. So there is an implicit idea that the true refuge is effected by following the injunction of that benevolent God. So there's ideas quite similar, it's there, implicit.
The feeling of insecurity has also two aspects. This is the aspect of fear, something might happen to me, of negative, but also there's an anxiety connected with the expectation that might not be fulfilled. So there's this combination of hope, expectation, and fears. So that is connected. There should be a target for that fear. And so from Buddhist perspective, often we say that when we see from Buddhist perspective the notion of a self as a continually changing stream of experience leaving seeds or traces in the mind stream, but now if we reify that and try to, as we instinctively do, try to think in terms of a separate, verified, unitary self, that immediately, instead of being that continuous dynamic stream, becomes a target for the bullets or the arrows of open fear that translate into craving or aggressivity to defend oneself because that self is threatened, or jealousy when it's contempted or neglected. So that becomes like an open target for all those arrows. And therefore, it nurtures anxiety. So in a way, to rely on the outer refuge, which is basically the Dharma or those who give you the knowledge about how to process or how to go about dissolving that very strong perception of self and deal with the disturbing and troubling mental state or emotion that arise from that, then gradually, if you can manage to lessen and then eventually perhaps dissolve, not only know how to deal with the arising of the conflicting and disturbing and destructive emotions, but also with the very root of that hope and fear, acceptance and rejection, that has to do with this wrong conception of this unitary and separate self. And then through the process of practice and realization, if that notion of self disappears, if you are free from the being enslaved by those these negative, destructive emotions, then that freedom itself, the outer refuge has become the inner refuge, because that freedom is one of its quality is naturally fearlessness, because there's no more target. So in that sense, the outer refuge gives you the confidence to trust and rely on the practice, because you see its effect on the part. And ultimately, then, that's why it says the inner teacher, outer teacher has become the inner teacher. And it's equivalent to a fearlessness in the sense, not, of course, that you will not be afraid of falling in the precipice, but there's no fear about this hope and fear that always tears you apart.
이네 녀란 다저 뭐 직도 방사를 제디 폐지 15초 집에 집에 연락 갑니다.
내가 고생한 반대들 하고 알아서.
가.
내가 고생들 하고 갈까도.
그게 저 소스. 직바 피해서 있어. 직바 말해. 직바.
직바.
봐. 에 시버 콜 지고 직바. 에 시원 지고 직바. 시외 탈 지고 직바. 자 녀란 다저 뭐 장주고 쓴 것은 고가로 걸어 차인들 시외 타는 집에 집에 해줘 연다 걸었어요. 아들 집에 살이.
디카프 피어.
나는 집에들은 친한이 잘.
그래.
남기지 마시오.
다 안다. 안다 가서 안 됐어 대하디.
레도크 집에.
어.
레도크 집에.
rāwāda tōkwa dī pēchī nīmō āñi mēi. Rāchī mēi jī rītā mēi rō, pēchī yā rī. Shīsība sā gyāba gō chū dī nā rītā āu yōsī. Yōsī. Rītā yōsī. Rītā tamchī hīmā gōndu gyōyā mā rūwa. Chā zāngā rāwāda tōkwa yōsī yā rī. Tamchī hīmā gōndu gyōsā rāwāda tōkwa yōmā rūwa.
Just getting a little esoteric here.
The highest level is a realization just before you're Buddha, and whether there might still be a little bit of anxiety or fear about hoping to achieve enlightenment, fearing that you won't. This is extremely subtle fear that we probably don't need to worry about for the time being.
최고도 연대행 타네 야마리 대 등등급의 연대행 타네 확 봐요. 이제 딱 생기기 미 뒤져봐 시그져봐. 때 패지 싶으면 되면 그렇죠. 자자가 변했다. 변하는 게 빨라 드시기 빨라야 빨라 멋지 부지르도 와. 빨라 멋지 부지전이. 또 빨라야 나로야 더자 철치니 로지 쭉 죽지도 알리잖아. 아마 엄마 어디 쳐서 그러다. 아마 엄마 또 뒤져 여사로. 이제 이네 빨라 지 루조함들 신신월이야. 루조스는 초 난래보다 인심이 좀 안 어머냐 가지고 좀 어머도 짓고서 어머도 여말보다. 그래서 저다 다동직 그 미 가서다 지 가서다 오메 쳐야겠다 맞아야지. 빨아 루조도 안 돼도 다동이 숙소 비어야 되지. 그래서 딱고 가다 미 캔디 그자와디 또 배배 난 배 숙소면. 그럼 가셔야 돼 배들이도 하는 여말도 생기.
Collins was saying that as to the second part of your question about the child-rearing side in the Tibetan community, there's very little empirical experience that he can draw from because he has no kids, no family experience, and the only empirical experience that he can draw from is the way in which he remembers his own childhood and his relationship with his parents, particularly mother. And if he thinks of the family context of his own childhood, the village where his parents came from is a very simple village in rural Tibet. And the level of education in that village is very low, both in the Buddhist education as well as, of course, secular education is almost none. Mm-hmm. So it is a very simple rural community. And if he thinks of his own mother, the way in which she interacted with him was full of affection, and there was a genuine atmosphere of loving kindness and true compassion. And so he was saying that he often wonders and also sometimes share this thought with others that at a very early stage of our existence, human existence, especially in our childhood, perhaps many of the fundamental kind of human basic appreciation of good qualities probably are more pronounced. And as we become more and more sophisticated and exposed to...
I think at that time, these basic human sort of values, human affections are very necessary
for the survival,
to survive. Mm-hmm. Mm. When we are grown up, not so much sort of what's there. Yeah,
obviously, crucial. No?
So sometimes we neglect about that. So then I think... as yesterday, I think I mentioned when we grown up, the basic human values, then not immediate sort of that was important.
Mm-hmm.
So that those parashas of Chodwa.
So they sort of become almost like kind of a dormant.
So therefore, those small village, like my mother's family, materially very backward, and I think the education level also very poor, very backward. So they are, I think, very life. I think very much still, because relevant with these basic human values.
So to continue with the translation, it's also saying that, for example, his own father's case, he turned out to be, I mean, he was the only child of a family. So of course, was very close to his mother. And his father was telling him that even as late as around 10 years old, when he was old enough to go out and tend the sheep and then, you know, come back in the evening, even as late as 10 years old, you know, the moment he would come back, of course, you know, by that time the mother's milk has dried, but he would still come out and then try to suck the milk as late as when he was 10 years old. So perhaps what we see in the Tibetan community is perhaps a stronger kind of appreciation of that part.
Could I ask one thing about in your autobiography? I wondered whether your mother, it says that she let you sit at the head of the table, even though neighbors or someone didn't approve of this. They thought she was being too lenient. And you also have this great example of going to the chicken house with his mother and then staying in the nest and clucking and pretending to be a chicken, which is an example of what Bowlby meant by the exploration system, sort of trying out something. So I wondered if she was unusual in that way, or if you think this is fairly typical.
She was a mother.
Probably fairly typical.
She was originally.
In probably, mainly in the rural communities in Tibet. Perhaps one difference is that there was a kind of a widespread recognition, even within the community, that His Holiness's mother was a especially kind-hearted person.
So